Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Scientific research has shown that singing in a choir can do wonders for our well-being, and it's an easy one to believe when you take into account the physical elements of control and expression, as well as the social element of bringing people from all sorts of backgrounds together for a shared purpose. But of course, there are no group activities like choral singing happening at the moment at all, and conductor David Brophy joins me now with some ideas to get a bit of singing into our lives. Good morning, David.
Morning, Claire.
Nice to talk to you. I know you're not mad about the whole Zoom choir thing, but people who were singing together in groups physically are using it to keep the connection going. So it has a function, I suppose, from that point of view.
Yeah, well, that's a kind of a personal thing for me. I just, when I'm looking at, I've looked at choirs, like everybody online has looked at choirs, and you see, like, you know, 25, 30 distant faces on little small screens in front of you, it kind of just makes me sad looking at them saying, it just reminds me what, how much I'm missing the real thing, because those people who do sing in choirs, they will remember at this stage, you know, before last March, that amazing feeling, what it is to be like in a room with 50 or 60 other people, and the energy it creates, and that sense, as you mentioned there, of bonding and community, and not just like, you know, it being good for your mental health, but that being very good for your emotional health. The emotional connection you make with other human beings through singing together is huge. And obviously, people who sing in choirs and people who don't sing in choirs, but maybe if you meet with some lads in the local GA club on a Saturday night and you have a sing song and a few drinks, even that kind of group community singing is sorely missed by so many of us now. And, you know, it's the one thing that, you know, I think when all this comes to an end and we the vaccines eventually are finished, that there's going to be a lot of people who can't wait to get back and sing together.
And there are physiological benefits as well, aren't there, to singing in a group?
Yeah, well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're all singing the same song, there's a good chance you're all going to be breathing in the same place. You're not going to be
which is the problem at the moment.
You know, if you don't, you know. So you're going to be breathing in the same place. And scientific research has suggested that, you know, after maybe 20 minutes or a half an hour of a rehearsal, that people's heart rates actually, they become quite uniform after singing together. And that this can connect us on even a higher level that we're not even aware of, on a physiological level that we're not aware of. So singing in a group is a huge thing. But unfortunately, it's a bit of a problem at the moment.
Now, you do have an idea for people to get the singing going and maybe have a family little competition or get together.
Yeah, like I'm obviously struggling with this myself, you know, because I've been asked to do things and I kind of got, you know, if you're singing with somebody, you're trying to sing in a group and it's online and everyone has to have their mics turned off because it's all feeding back in itself. There's technical issues of singing online, different people. But I kind of felt, you know, particularly those families who've got school children and kids at home and they're trying to look for new activities. Well, I thought it would be a good idea. When thinking back to a number of years ago, I had a series for RTE called The Choir of Ages, Intergenerational Choir, that maybe there's a sense, you know, like kids are speaking to grandparents online at the weekend, they're having Zoom calls. Well, you could have something, let's say, like the Murphys Have Got Talent or the Bradys Have Got Talent, where the family, you know, over the course of a week, they learn some songs and they sing them for each other in a kind of a competitive, like just a bit of crack, like environment over a weekend. And that could be a way maybe to bring singing into your family, because I'm sure, like, a lot of families, like if parents around the country listening, going to say, when was the last time I heard my 8-year-old sing a song?
Yes.
It could be actually quite a long time. They sing in school naturally, you know. So.
And David, it can be hard to pick a song in that instance, but maybe this one might be one that people could get their heads around. The Dubliners there, Ronnie Drew, singing Roisce the Bheatha Bhaile. And we took that clip from an RTE show, the BB show, and the audience all sitting there beside each other, clapping and singing along, which is a reminder of how things used to be. But that song for you is one that you think everybody could possibly have a shot at.
Well, a lot of traditional songs, they're kind of simple tunes, you know, and people, can you hear the tune once and you know the tune immediately straight away, like, or any song. I mean, I was just even thinking of songs like, you know, there's a lot of songs about storytelling. So if you think of something like The Foggy Dew, which is rooted around the events leading up to the Easter Rising. You know, a lot of kids would know about the Easter Rising and the foundation of the state. And obviously, we've got the, you know, the decade of centenaries. We're still within that at the moment. But maybe there's a discussion to be had, like, this is where this song came from, and this is, you know, this is what happened around that time in a way that they wouldn't normally do in school. You know, so storytelling and songs and that sense of community and everyone kind of joining in is the type of thing. Also, like, I'm very struck by, you know, if you're an 8-year-old and your granddad is in his 70s, you know, and your granddad said, when I was 8, these are the songs I used to sing. And it gives you an insight into what maybe your grandparents were like when they were growing up and things like that. So there are connections that are extra musical as well as just the purely musical connection.
And listen, when you think about it, I know you really miss it, this group singing together. And like, when do you expect to see it back? Where have you set your expectation now, David?
God, like, what? I can't answer that question. No one knows, like, at this stage, you know, because, like, I'd imagine when the vaccines are done, you kind of feel, right, we should maybe get back into a room together and sing. I mean, but I mean, I'm kind of worried because people are singing choirs miss it so much. I'm kind of worried if you get into a room and we all start singing together and people sing with such gusto, like there's going to be like 18 months of pent up singing that hasn't been done. You go into a room, you know. And obviously when lockdown first started last March, there were cases of, I know in Holland, and there was a choir rehearsal in Washington where people can, like 90% of the choir contracted COVID-19 in the space of one rehearsal. And that was where the red lights come on. Singing is something that, you know, we should avoid, you know. So I'd be inclined to err on the side of caution when we eventually get the vaccines out and just to be sure that we're going to be okay.
All right. Well, David, look, we'll all sing Ó Rá Sibh Abhaile over the weekend. Thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers, Claire.
David Brophy. Let's go to the newsroom now and Brian Jennings.